Kaya Biz. Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
Yep, as you can tell, time to talk about all things Ekasinomics on the show at the moment. 28 minutes after 7 o'clock. And this is where we have an opportunity to speak to entrepreneurs who come from varying backgrounds in South Africa and who have made a mark and appeal to the market that they're trying to serve, largely. Mostly based within South African townships, but also expanding beyond that and speaking to people like you and I, who would have grown up in the townships, who might have moved out, still have some kind of connection to the townships, but of course are well aware of the greater economic prospects that also exist outside of our local communities in that space. And today we speak to one such entrepreneur who is trying to do his best himself by owning a watch brand. It's called Amabengu Watches, and Zamani Bengu is the founder of this particular institution, born and raised in Pietermaritzburg, to join us on the show to tell us more about his economic prospects and, of course, journey as an entrepreneur. Zamani, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you so much. Good evening, guys.
Good to speak to you, Zamani. And I guess first things first, let's start off by getting an explanation about your business and what it is that you do under Amabengu Fashion, which, from what I understand, has actually grown from strength to strength.
Okay. Firstly, Zamani is the guy from Pietermaritzburg in the small village called Willowfontein. So I've founded the company called Amabengu, which is a watch brand. So it is a mechanical watch brand. It's a mechanical watch, so it doesn't use batteries at all. So that's what we're specializing about.
And I guess a lot of people might say, okay, that's quite nice. And that really speaks to fashion, speaks to a particular market. I can imagine. I've seen some of your watches online. And I'm keen to understand how you actually got into this kind of business and the opportunities you saw. So what made you decide, Uguti, mechanical watches? That's the one for me.
So everything started back in 2016. So I used to import different kinds of watches and retail them here in South Africa. And then I've done research and I've realized that many people are wearing non-functional watches because of batteries. I'm a battery appeal now and then. So, and I've made the research and I've discovered that there is a watch that can operate without a battery, that can use the mechanical movements to be powered. So that inspired me, okay, no, let me start a brand that will be strictly mechanical, that won't use the batteries at all. So that's what motivated me a lot, okay, let me start something like this.
What I'm intrigued by as well, Putzamani, is, as you mentioned, you used to import a lot of these watches. And that's also a very interesting space to be in, right? Because you need to import certain goods. Sometimes you need the paperwork. You need to access where you're getting these particular watches from. Quality control. How did you manage that? For umuntu omhlambe ongajwayele to import goods into the country, help us understand how you processed all of that paperwork.
So just like I told you, Susamuguti, I had to do research about many things. I had to do research about my requirements, the compliance certificate that I needed in order to be able to trade with other countries. So nothing against my licenses, like import licenses, nothing about registered on CIPC as a company, as a private company. And then I've made a research, my company is in the world between seven and now, just to make sure those are legit companies, they are not scams. So the research in young people are cool, they're compliant, even though the environment and education in the into is well exposed to your part. Let me push this thing. So I told every information that I needed, and then I exported those brands. So if the time I was selling those brands, market responded very well. So that I realized that there is an untapped market strictly for this type of a watch. So I decided to put, okay, let me start Amabengu.
Okay, and that tells us something, in which at least you had to speak to a market and a target audience that existed. And I can imagine ukuthi abobhuti laba abasebenzayo abanemali that like nice watches. So you had to pull up on that.
Of course, obhuti abanemali abarayithi is there are my target market, and they are responding very well, my system. I'm very happy.
Yeah. Maybe let's talk about that as well a little further, you know, trying to not only just creating a target market, but building a sense of community, right? Because what I see has proven to be successful with your business is that you get repeat customers or repeat clients or even referrals. So that also tells us something about the kind of quality customer experience you've had to deliver, but also the relationship that you build with your customers.
So that is a very, very important part of business. So I've built the culture within the company. We would see our customers as well. They are pambili. Like, go yonke into esiyenzayo. I would rather lose money, even a stock. No, we see customer lingathi. For example, if a customer mhlambe lizoba nenkinga ewashini, into engayenza, I'd rather refund or I'd rather give the customer iwashi elisha. You know, what's you lose the customer, because I truly believe in building relationships. Because without strong relationships, since we online based, because we currently an e-commerce website. We don't have like physical stores. So in the show, we'll see customer service, responses and all that. If I'm a customer, they need something or they have complaints, because I truly believe in building a relationship.
Because
to convert umuntu osethengile kuwena before. So that's the most important part. Ukuthi lo muntu osethengile kumele umphathe kahle ngale ndlela ekutheni if you are launching something new kuzoba lula ukuthi athenge kuwena. So ngiyakholelwa kakhulu ekubaphatheni kahle. Bazithole bejabule every time.
Yeah. Kubalulekile lokho kakhulu futhi Zamani.
Kakhulu.
If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Zamani Bengu, who's the founder of Amabengu. It's a luxury watch brand, mechanical watches that are produced or rather also brought into the South African market, and of course building as an entrepreneur to make sure that he does speak and appeal to his customer base of South Africans who like beautiful items, and of course watches being one of them that he's focused on. We reflecting on his journey owning a brand, how he's built up as an entrepreneur, and of course in our Ekasinomics feature also reflecting perhaps on some of the lessons that have been learned in light of the recent pandemic. And maybe Putsamani singaqala khona lapho. We know that it's been a very difficult couple of months for many South African entrepreneurs. You mentioned that you're also an e-commerce platform. COVID, iphethe kanjani?
Sisami, I won't lie. It's been a very, very difficult time for me because COVID, it's happening in 2020. Ila bengiqala khona ukuthi i-brand yami ngiyayiveza. So each izinto zami nje zivele zanzima, but I had to persist because into engiyithandile ngami, I don't know ukuthi kwenzakaleni, but ingaphakathi lami, I always had uthando with e-commerce. So into yami ithemi ngela i-COVID ayizange ivaleke totally, because I was able to advertise myself, I was able to trade mesese kuvuleka within ama stages ukuthi okay sesingakwazi ukuthi sisebenze. But ngi-affecteke kakhulu, angizange ngikwazi ukuthi ama-goals ekade ngikwasethile, ngikwazi ukuthi ngiwa-reach-e wonke.
But
I'm so grateful ngoba ngikwazile, angizange ngivele nje kuthiwa ngiyaphela ngami, because most of the companies kuphelile ngawo through i-COVID. But angifuna ukuhamba amanga kube nzima sisifama kube nzima
Okay, I understand. I got that tunga lahli temba, and that's exactly why we're speaking to you today, right? Because it means good you found new ways to innovate, to become resilient, and maybe you can share a few of your secrets. Was it managing your cash flow? Was it maintaining orders? Was it minimizing your staff? Kodwa yini lewuyenzile just to make sure that your business did remain a lot more resilient in the long term?
If you are talking about the finance part of business, that's the most important part of business. That's what I've learned. That's the most important lesson I've learned. Ukuthi ama funds in business kubalulekile ukuthi siwaphathe kahle, because lokho kugcina kusiza nasekutheni if sihlangabezana nezikhathi ezinzima like COVID-19, you can be able to continue with umsebenzi wakho. So mina ngasho ukuthi izinto ezingisizile eziningi, ama sacrifices engikwazile ukuthi ngikwenze along the way. Ngithe ibusiness lami meliqala lisebenza, I tried by all means ukuthi ngiqhubeke nempilo engiyiphilayo as umfana wasevillage ophila impilo ebelow means akhe. So every cent that I was making, I was reinvesting back into business, like every month, kanjalo kanjalo. So yona into enye engisizile le ukuthi I was able to manage cash one ngendlela eright, you know. So nje that's the most important part.
Yeah, futhi kubalekile lokho, as you say, cash flow management, which a lot of entrepreneurs tend to get wrong and struggle with. On that note, Kota Zamani, we also know that a lot of entrepreneurs always say, Guti, they can never have too much funding or limited funding. And maybe as an entrepreneur building a business, looking to scale, you can share some of your feedback and suggestions with us. How have you managed not only your finances, but found new innovative ways to grow your business even through these difficult times? And maybe there's a lesson here for other entrepreneurs to learn, Guti. Kwesinye isikhathi imali iyadingeka, but at the same time, it's about how you make use of what you've got.
Imali iyadingeka in business, I cannot lie. But the most important thing is vision yakho and discipline, because you can get some funds, but if you are going to get worried mentally, so kuba inkinga leyo. Mina experience yami endlule yona, I was never founded by any organization. I was never founded by anyone. So into engiyenza bengithatha ngesenti ngilibeka phezulu ngesenti and building along the way. Into engingayisho ukuthi we do need funds as small businesses. We do need funds ukuze sikwazi ukuthi expand.
Yeah.
Mina kube kuya ngami, according to my plans, this year bekufanele mhlawumbe ngibe nendawo like a brick and mortar store, even one shop. So kwangenzeka lokho because of things like funds and everything. But lokho akuzange kungivimbe ekutheni ngiqhubeke, because i-vision yami i-clear. I know ukuthi okay, i-time frame mhlawumbe ngayenza yaba seduze ukuthi mhlawumbe makusuke December fana sengine-brick and mortar store. But ngithe angihleshise i-time frame yami. We do need funds, but into ebalulekile kakhulu i-vision yethu as entrepreneurs, they must be clear, and kumele sisebenze simanage kahle lokho esikwaziyo ukuthi sikwenze, because if you manage kahle le mali le oyenzayo, ilokho futhi uku-attract-a ama-investors along the way, because they can see ukuthi okay, lo muntu lona if simfanda uzokwazi ukuthi ayikhulise kahle le mali, because he or she can manage le yakhe akaleng already.
Exactly. Yon into ebalulekile ke leyo. Making sure that you preserve your capital, making it, putting it to good use, and of course, making sure that you're able to attract future investment. But Zamani, as we wrap up, we are encouraged by your growth. We are glad that you are like many entrepreneurs who have proven to be resilient. And I'm tempted to, I guess, ask a final question. If you could have the ear of the Minister of Small Business Development, we hear of the economic development within the province of KZN and overall, what are the two things that they could do differently to support entrepreneurs like yourself?
About your question, please.
Oh, bengibuza ukuthi mangabe president noma minister ye small business, what suggestions would you offer them to make your life easier as a small business owner?
into engayicela kubona ukuthi ngisacela basinikeze ama chances, basinikeze ama chances because we do have amaphupho, we do have ama plans, but into esishoda layo it's opportunities. So I think maybe mhlambe along the ama requirements abo to fund ama businesses, maybe mhlambe ilast share kakhona mhlambe kuba ne nama businesses akwazi afunding, but I would suggest ukuthi ababheke abantu even on villages, ema village bakhona abantu that have valid ideas like us, that have a big dreams, because right now I'm known with the brand your wash, but there is more that I want to bring out to the world, but because I'm a fan lawa alekha along the way, so as far as to stick it up. So into engayisho ukuthi abazame ukuthi babheke basinikeze i-chance, and basinikeze i-chance nje along the way with the siveze sikwazi ukuthi siveze our true potential, because we have a big dreams. I mean, I've got a big dreams for my village, and my plan, if uzongibuka kahle wenze research ngami, ijourney yami ngiyathanda ukuthi impact another young people, because into yami ngizamayo yonke indlela ukuthi ngibe transparent, because ngifuna omunye umuntu ola i-village abone ukuthi if uzamani can do this, I can do it as well.
Right, exactly. Ukukhuthaza ezinye iy'ngane. Samani, siyabonga bhuti wami. Really appreciate the story that you've shared with us, and of course how it is that you're looking to grow within the world of business, in the world of fashion, through Amabhengu Fashion Watches. Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir, and wishing you all the best ahead.
Thank you so much.
Ngibonga kakhulu ngethuba. Ngibonge thina uZamani Bhengu, the founder of Amabhengu Fashion Watches, joining us as our guest for Ikasinomics this evening, reflecting on the lived realities of many entrepreneurs who happen to start out in the township, but of course also grow beyond just the geographic location that they're in.
Kaya Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.